Chapter 22. Honoring the Real Truth of Ground Zero. By Keith Mathewson. Keith Mathewson was the Scottish representative of the Muslim, Jewish, Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. He was a well-known peace activist. He died under somewhat mysterious circumstances on 3rd of July 2009. I had the pleasure of meeting Keith on one or two occasions, and he was one of the few in the UK that understood the truth of what happened to the WTC. This article is a slightly edited, to smooth out wording and punctuation errors, version of what was originally posted on Op-Ed News 20th of February 2008. Keith also gave me permission to post it on my website. September 11, 2001 was so shocking that most people didn't notice how the Manhattan murders were instantly framed as an attack on America, that is, something from outside requiring a military response. Not good domestic police work, occasionally bolstered by fake Bin Laden videotapes and occasional show trials based on confessions extracted under torture. However, thanks to the 9/11 truth movement, more and more people have wised up to another sort of framing that day as well, the framing up of Muslims from oil land as so-called hijackers, despite a complete lack of evidence, except from entirely unreliable sources. Ye who are conscious of God, if a fasik comes with alarming news, make sure to verify their word, lest you afflict people out of your ignorance, and regret your action. Holy Quran, Surah 49-6. In October 2006, a CBS, New York Times poll found that only 16% of Americans continued to believe that their government has told the truth. Unfortunately, the mainstream media blockade continues, so the official mythology is just about holding up. Avoiding the swamp of fasik allegations about a supposed entity called Al-Qaeda, most 9/11 truth activists have increasingly homed in on unarguable physical phenomena from the day in question, such as the absence of any plane-sized hole at the Pentagon. Of all the 9/11 events, few have spoken more powerfully than the neat collapse, controlled demolition, in freefall time of the 47-story steel-framed World Trade Center Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon. If one, why not the Twin Towers too? They were also destroyed in the time equivalent to that which the top floor of these towers would have taken to reach the ground if they had been falling through air, and not through 109 other stories of steel-framed building. For those whose heads begin to swim at this point, let me just add, none of us need worry about our lack of degrees in physics and engineering. By the age of 10, we had already figured out that apples dropped through a pile of apples would take longer to reach the floor than when dropped through air, likewise sticks through a pile of sticks, books through a pile of books, etc. So demolition it is then, but have we looked carefully enough? After 2 years, when most truth activists accepted the Professor Stephen Jones' theory of the towers being demolished using thermite-enhanced military explosives, many of us are now realizing just how many weird physical phenomena can't be captured in Jones' hypothesis, not just in the towers but across the whole World Trade Center site, and even up to 7 blocks away. Mechanical and materials engineer Dr. Judy Wood has assembled an impressive website with extraordinary pictures of hundreds of toasted or overturned cars, huge vertical pastry cutouts which hollowed out Building 6, beams shredding turning to jelly or with snake-like contortions, meteorites of fused steel and concrete, flickering fires which didn't burn paper, cold dust clouds, etc. Many of these phenomena correlate closely with experimental effects created in directed energy experiments of Canadian inventor John Hutchison, whose work came to the attention of the Pentagon in the 1980s. It has been shown in photographs Dr. Wood has collected that the rubble pile from WTC 1 and 2 was very small, less than 3 stories high. A cover story says that the steel was all quickly shipped to China or Asia, but the pictures, taken before WTC 7 was destroyed, tell the truth. Videos, when examined closely, show steel and concrete from the towers turning to dust as the material fell. What technology can do that? It looks so obvious now. But it seems that for 6 years we were so spellbound by the WHO and the WHY and the how of 9/11 that we have mostly omitted to begin with a close forensic examination of what happened. The bulk of the material in the Twin Towers turned to fine dust and was spewed out upwards, which is why Dr. Wood has launched a formidable legal case against the National Institutes for Science and Technology for fraudulently speaking of building collapse. One huge implication is that once people realize that the military-industrial complex and Big Oil have been hiding such amazing energy technology in so-called black projects, what pressure might not build for enforcing accountability over these and over those secret fraternities, so that innumerable secret or bought-out discoveries concerning ecological alternatives to petrol engines might be brought into play at this time of accelerating climate havoc. And 9/11 is still happening, not only in the sense that we all, Muslims especially, suffer the psychological strain and physical oppression of the aftermath of this global coup, but also in another sense which Dr. Judy Wood attributes to the non-self-quenching nature of Hutchison effect-type technology. It seems that some switch was turned on at the deep molecular level which leads to continuing slow-motion molecular dissociation in buildings infected in 2001, such as the Bankers Trust building which after fruitless repairs is now being dismantled, supposedly because of mold infection. Photos from the site, however, indicate levels of rusting in the steel far beyond anything that is normal. From day one the sorcerers of 9/11 have been struggling to manage their wayward apprentice, with scores of huge trucks bringing in topsoil in a vain attempt to quench this phenomenon. And still today they come and return at the end of the week to ship it all out again. Now that we've noticed, how can they hide these trucks, and how on earth will they explain them? Now that you've noticed, who will you tell? Or, to put it another way, as the masthead of Judy Wood's website proclaims, a time comes when silence is betrayal, Martin Luther King.